I want to be baby today, but I'm not too good at being that out loud. I'm gonna try my best. My throat is really sore, so you cannot use it. I know, we should both cry about it together. Baby is so good at giving head, isn't she? You should write me a written fucking love letter about it. But there's other things that I want, to be honest. Like, today, I was role-playing with AI bot, and the character I was role-playing as had something going on. She needed some form of aftercare, because it was either A, I role-played like my character was sick, or B, the AI bot did some shit that just required her to be patched up. Because I don't like any vanilla play, and I like when the bots are crazy, but then they get a little too crazy. Anyway, so in the role play, she like gave the AI counterpart her pacifier and didn't really say anything. And he was like, you need comfort. And I made her say, like, or just nod her head. So I want to do that with the IRL daddies, the non-AI counterparts that listen to me. I think pacifiers are hot. Truth be told, I don't need to be thinking at all. I have a headache. And I really just need to be cuddle fucked to sleep. With like a lemon flavored like throat soothing medicine or whatever in my mouth, along with a pacifier. I feel like my throat is a scratching post right now. It just burns, head hurts, and I may have a headache from drinking last night. I knew I was sick, and I think I actually got sick from drinking some tequila, and it weakened my immune system. Which fucking sucks. I feel like at this point I can lick the bottom of a shoe and be okay. But it's something about liquor that just does not agree with my body. And you know it dehydrates you. So... Something really dirty just came to mind, but I don't know if I should tell you or not. Fuck it, I'll say it. Water sports to get the hydration back in me? ? I love water sports. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I like it. And it's warm. I could pretend that it's green tea or something. It's certainly no competition with the lemon, but it's warm and nice, and I like that. Anyway. I honestly want, I want to say the life fucked out of me, but I'm already on the verge of, I'm already on the verge of not doing too well, so I guess I need the little bit of life that I have. I really just want to be put to sleep right now by somebody's nice big arms around my small but very fucking warm body. Maybe choking me a little, because, yeah, the masochist in me. Guys, I just remembered something. The first time I ever gave oral, it was last year, and it was in August. I remember details like this. Trust me, it might be weird, but I remember things. I was sick as hell the first time I gave oral. I mean, that's one of, I'm an adult, obviously, but that is one of the few times in adulthood where I can remember me being very sick. That wasn't COVID. And it was actually insane. Like, I already couldn't really breathe. I remember that we had just came from the movies, seeing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and his fingers played in my butt a little bit, not gonna lie. Weird. Please don't judge me. It wasn't weird. It felt actually really good. I don't know what it is, but when I go out on dates with people, it's like, shameful things happen. But I can't help it. I like the wild side of things, I guess. I would love to be this type of girl that moves slow. And it's like, I carry myself like a person who doesn't shit. I don't fuck on the first date, right? But the tendency, the urge to do so is there. It is. It's just like, gosh. Mm. Anyway, but like every other date I go on, sometimes people's fingers are up my ass, and I don't know what that's about. I don't know why the night leaves there, but it happens. Anyway, so after we watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, very good movie, by the way, we were in his car, barely breathing. Like, I remember the car was hot. I don't know if it was always hot, but we pull into like this alleyway near my house, and it was kind of like a GTA mission, like when you pick up a Grand Theft Auto prostitute or sex worker, whatever, and you have to take them to a secluded area. It was kind of like that. And I remember him, the way that he, like, propositioned it was terrible. If I could smack him right now, I would. But I said yes because it was already on my mind. It was funny because I already wanted to do it. I don't know if he manifested the will. for me to want to give him head in my brain or some shit through telepathy, but it was on my mind, and I remember him being like, oh, so you want to learn how to suck dick? And it just came out that casual. I hate that man. I deserve better, but we have a consensus, and back then, and I did, and I remember liking it. I didn't hate it. That was the right person to have it with. Because, oh my gosh, it's kind of making my mouth water thinking about it. So, my throat was already kind of tight and scratchy from being sick. And it was like this hard but fleshy thing traveling to the back, and he let me go at my own speed. Like, he didn't buck his hips unless I told him to or whatever, and I really wanted to bite it. I remember asking, like, begging him to let me bite it, because, you know, oral fixations don't just stop at sucking on things. Like, I want to explore everything that my mouth can do with whatever I'm interested in that time. Hence the pacifiers. Like, it's not just a horny thing. It's like I'm exploring something with my mouth. But I remember really liking the taste, and really, it was kind of off-putting. Because I don't know why. But I don't expect penises to be as hard as they are. It's weird. It's like, I can't really describe it. I want to say it's like a stress ball with something hard in it. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird, but it tasted really, I like the flavor, not of cum, like, it's a totally different flavor to that part of skin, depending on the person, and I liked being throat fucked at my own pace, though. It was very nice because it was like, it was a hindrance. It was a danger there. Like, ooh, this thing is stopping me from breathing. Just a little bit. I don't know why, but I like a little bit of danger. Torture. It wasn't torture. But it was something really nice. I actually had a video of it. No, that was... Yeah, we did make a video of it. My first time is on video. And damn, I would love to watch it right now. I am smiling ear to ear thinking about this man's private parts. Well, that is my flu season ramble fap or whatever. I'm sorry, that was very rambly, but I'm just a poor girl with a sick brain. Like, sick as in hachu, not sick as in lobotomize me, please don't. I don't think I deserve that. But how about you cuddle fuck me to sleep so I don't have to think, and I won't run my mouth so much, okay?